Hey everyone, welcome back to New York Girl Talk.
Hey guys.
We're here on this lovely Tuesday night. I know we missed last week, huh? I was thinking about that and I
Yes,
was
we
like,
did.
I feel so empty without it. No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
No, I did. I was like, oh, we've been so consistent. We missed this
Yeah.
one day, which I'm like, I feel like it's okay. Like, we get a pass, you know, because we've been so consistent.
Yes,
So.
we have. We've been working hard.
I know. Yesterday was such a crazy day. I feel like in general, I guess we'll like transition into highlights and lowlights. I feel like it can be both a highlight and a lowlight that it's like the middle of the semester. So it's
Yeah.
like we're like close to like the end of the semester. Like I know I have like 5 weeks left, less than 5 weeks. And it's also a lowlight because it's like this is the point of the semester when like everyone is like, oh, I'm so burnt out.
Yeah.
But I can definitely say, like I was saying it in the last episode, that I'm so excited for the holidays. I'm still very excited, but at the same time, I'm like really hyped for like having a couple weeks off to like recharge. And then like, you know, when you get like a whole new class schedule and you're like, ooh, like
Yeah.
I guess like read all of these syllabi and get to know all my professors, like I'm excited for that as well.
Yeah.
So like I guess we'll just kind of as like both a highlight and a lowlight that like it's in the middle of semester. My real like super great highlight is that I'm going on a little trip next week, and that's gonna be my chance to like have a little bit of a longer Thanksgiving break, because I'm leaving this Saturday, literally in like 3 days, to visit some friends and visit some colleges as well, in Boston. And I think it's gonna be really fun. I was super glad that I was able to like create that little trip, and
Yeah.
like create some free time, because I'm not really like hanging out with friends that much each week. Like I was talking about this with one of my friends at work literally just the other day, that it's really great to have like that work-life balance, but sometimes it's just like so not possible. Like you probably get this,
Yeah.
Rach, literally, because
Yes.
I talk about it so much. I feel like I'm working a full-time job right now while being in school, and like just interning 3 days a week and then working one day a week. It's basically 4 days a week, like the entire day. And so I haven't really been able to get a chance to go out with friends. Like I'll hang out a lot with my cousins and family because it's just easy. Like you can just be like, okay, let's go here, and then we go there. So it's easier to hang out with family. So I've been doing that, but I haven't really like been planning stuff with friends lately because I feel like I'll get home and then I'll be like doing homework or doing school, or I just want to be by myself because I've literally been interacting with people all day long. Or like I've been driving all day long, so like like a lot of times I just end up wanting to relax, which is totally fine, but I do think it is still important to like carve out time to like take a break. And so I was talking about that with my friend, and I was like, this is me carving out my time and taking a break. So
Yeah.
we can be excited for that. What about you, Rach?
Yes, that's awesome. I think it's really funny that you said that piece at the beginning about it being the middle of the semester, because I had no idea that you were going to say that, and I was literally texting one of my good friends, because she invited me to like a prayer thing tonight and I wasn't able to go because I have all this stuff due. And I was texting her and I was like, I'm so excited for like right after finals, because I'm gonna have a few weeks of obviously Christmas break, but I'm also not gonna work during that time. And I was like, I can't remember the last time like I haven't had school or work. Like this last summer, like I didn't have school, but like I
It's
nannied all the
so
time
real.
since like I graduated to like this, you know. Anyways, the point is like I'm sometimes off of work and I'm sometimes off of school, but I really can't remember the last time I haven't had either. So I was just telling her literally
True.
in a text, I was like, oh, I'm so excited for December 19th when or whatever my like when my finals are. And anyways, and
Oh
so
yeah. You know,
I
that
agree with
reminds
that.
me, literally, that reminds me that I don't know if I told you or not, but we're gonna have like so much family visiting like throughout December.
Oh.
Literally November
Oh, yeah.
30th, one of my cousins is coming to visit. Then right after that, my aunt is coming. Then right after that, my sister and my other cousin is coming. So like we're having like literally the entire month of December and a little bit of January, we're having a ton of family here. And then
Oh,
like I
fun.
think
probably the latter half of my break, I'm just gonna like be vibing alone or like go hang out with friends. But I was like, I did a little bit of that this weekend, like going to Dallas and hanging out with friends, and like just even just those 2 days of like not having to worry about school and not having to like think about anything but like the moment was really good for me, I feel like. Because a lot of times, like, I know you do this and I do this too. Like, we'll enter the weekend and be like, okay, like, time to get ahead on like all of our homework. And it's like, no, like, the weekend is literally to relax and not like get ahead on things, which it can be kind of toxic sometimes. But anyways, I'm really glad that society is giving us a break. We appreciate that. I guess we'll just like jump right into our topic today. We wanted to
Yes,
talk
let's do
about
it.
loss today. And I feel like I don't even know like how exactly to introduce this topic, because it low key it's like random, but also it's like something that you're constantly
It's
dealing
not
with.
random, though.
Yeah, it's like something that you're constantly dealing with, whether you realize it or not. Like, okay, so I had mentioned this to Rach just because I was talking with a friend the other day, and he was kind of just like, oh, like you've never talked about like your grandma, so like tell me about her. And so I started talking about her, and I realized that like even though she passed away, not all of a sudden, it was a very like slow and expected death. It happened like years ago. It still affects me. And I was talking about how I'm still here and I think about her sometimes, and I'm like, what would she think? Like, what would she think of me as a person? And like, what would she tell me? Like, what advice would she have for me, you know? And I was thinking about that, and I was like, you know, it made me so sad. I was like, it sucks that she's not here. And that then I had mentioned it to Rach, and you know, I guess Rach, you can tell them that like you lost two grandparents like literally in the past year.
So basically, kind of my little piece I'll say before I get into my like personal story, like just with loss, is I think this is an important topic because whether it's loss of a friend, a loss of a parent, a grandparent, an aunt, an uncle, a cousin, like I think almost every single person, dare I say, every person, once they get to their teenage years or their 20s, has lost someone close to them. Like, a loss is something that truly does affect everyone. Like, you will not get through life without losing someone close to you. Whether that be like a big like argument and like they're just not in your life anymore, or death, like whatever that thing is, like we all experience loss. So I feel like that's why, Sarah, and I think it's important to talk about because everyone experiences it. And it is hard when you're in like your teen years and people like your grandparents and people who are older and influential in your life like aren't there anymore. But yeah, I lost my I had two remaining grandparents for the last few years, and I lost both of them this year, one in January, one in April. And I mean, one of them was in her, my grandma was in her 80s, my grandpa was 97, so he had lived his full life. But
What a
they were both
queen.
really, yes, he they were both really awesome people who just like accomplished so much in life, and they had really different lives. But they were from opposite sides of my family, like they weren't married to each other. But anyways, just like one in New York, one in Nebraska, and one my grandpa fought in like World War II and just really came up from nothing. He stopped going to school at 8 years old, like, and went into the war at like 17. Just had lived like this really gritty life, like a lot of perseverance, and just kind of, yeah, like came up from nothing and became like successful, which is really awesome. And so just he almost seemed immortal because, like, and since I was born, he's been like in his late 80s, and I'm like, and now he's 97. I'm like, everyone was like, he's gonna outlive all of us. But yeah, I would say the most influential, though, losing both of them was really hard, but I was never super, I never was like super, super close to them just because of the age gap, and we didn't really live super close to either of them too often. But the most influential death I've ever experienced was probably of my uncle, who actually died when I was 3. But he was my aunt's husband, and he was just like, everyone still like goes on a camping trip for him every year to honor him, and he was just like the kindest person and really took care of me a lot when I was a kid. And so he's someone that I really think about often. So yeah, that's just kind of a few people that I've lost in a few ways, like that I like to remember them are like listening to certain songs that I know they'd like. And what Sarah said too, I think about often, like, what would they think of me? You know, like, especially my uncle who like thought so highly of me and spent so much time with me when I was just a baby. Like, now I'm an adult. Like, what would he think? So I think about him especially a lot because he died at a young age. So I, yeah, that's just kind of some ways like I like to remember them.
Yeah, I mean, my thing is, I feel like, yes, I've lost a lot of people. Like, I've lost an uncle, and like, I think all of my grandparents except for one. And I have lost like second cousins as well, like at a young age. And I think it all kind of reels in. When, like, you know how, I don't know, I feel like it feels so much more normal when you have family that passes away. But
Yeah.
recently, especially, I have experienced, like, I was mentioning it just yesterday, but I have experienced, like, hearing a lot of, like, friends, like, pass away and, like, either commit suicide or, like, get into an accident. And
Yeah,
I feel like
same.
there's that type of loss, and then there's also like when someone cuts you off so quickly and so effortlessly that it feels like they just died. And
Yeah.
like I feel like it is a little dramatic to say that, but like I think if you've truly experienced like what it feels like to just have someone cut you off and never speak to you again, and like not give you a conversation
Yeah.
where you talk about how you've grown apart or that they don't want to be your friend anymore, it feels like they just died. Like it feels like
Yeah, I
when
know what
someone
you
dies,
mean.
like you can't have a last conversation with them. You can't ever talk to them ever
Yeah.
again. That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
And so it was just like me hearing like some of my friends talk about some of their struggles, and also just experiencing that myself, that makes me think like, wow, like it kind of hurts the same way, like
Yeah.
when someone dies versus when someone cuts you off, and it sucks. And I feel like a lot of people don't talk about it often enough. Like
Yeah.
I know some of my cousins who are like younger, and they'll be like, oh, like my friend just stopped talking to me. And like to
Yeah.
them it's just like, oh, like they're annoying, like they stopped talking to me. But like when you get older and you get close to someone and all of a sudden they stop talking to you, you know that something's wrong. And a lot of the times, what in my own experience, it's like people are going through stuff themselves that
Yeah.
causes them to cut you off and be like, I can't be your friend anymore. I can't, like, I don't have the capacity for this anymore, which is fine. But like people doing it in the wrong way can really sting, especially when you're close.
Yeah.
And I feel like
Yeah.
there's just certain like realizations that come from both. Like there's certain lessons that come from both. Like one thing is, I feel like when you lose someone who's close to you and they pass away, I think that can definitely be motivating. Like I was telling my friend that when my grandma passed away, I probably stayed in bed for like 3 weeks or like three and a half weeks after that, and I did not do anything but eat salt and vinegar chips, write poetry, and
Those are
watch
the
Pretty Little
best.
Liars. Like
I
literally
love it.
those three. And I think that was fine because it was my grieving period. And now I realize that even when you lose friends, you have that grieving period. And that's why I had mentioned a little bit earlier that like we all experience loss and we're working through it whether we realize it or not. And I think it can come in waves. Like I know, Rach, we were talking about like even when like you break up with someone and like that's loss, but like it's a little bit different, but it can be similar in terms of like you're grieving that person, like you're mourning them.
Yeah. And I think it's
And
hard when you're such close friends with someone and then they that, like, if you're, again, like you said, at this age where we're older and like developing like super deep connections of like lifelong friends, not like, oh, someone you randomly met like in sixth grade, and obviously you can't have lifelong friends from them, but you know what I mean, like, we're getting older, we're developing lifelong friends, and then when they do cut you off or do something so crazy or whatever, it I think how it can feel like a death. And same with a partner, like if they do something super crazy or they're acting so out of character and it's clear like they're not gonna go back, it's like, wait, like the person you are died in a way, you know, like you're not, like, I think that's such a like hard thing.
Yeah. And like what I was saying is like we have to mourn them in the same way, like you literally have to grieve people who leave your life to be able to move past that. Like I think definitely like I have experienced mourning someone and grieving them, being like, oh my god, like they're not in my life anymore, and it literally physically hurts my heart. Like definitely have experienced like the physical hurt, and like just like literally you can feel it in your own heart, and that's so funny. But that like that level of mourning, when you get through that and by the end of it you're like, if the person passed away, you can be like, okay, I'm gonna honor their memory and think of them and have clarity in the fact that they are, you know, not like they're not maybe suffering anymore, they're not, they're kind of following the path that God has for them. That's one thing. And when someone leaves your life, you can trust that if this relationship, if this friendship is meant to be, it will be. And if it's not, then it won't. And like, we always talk about that, like there is literally so much clarity in that, that you can feel that like, okay, this was not meant for me at this time. And I think it's the same thing. Like if you've been friends with someone for 5 years and then they cut you off, imagine how much more it would hurt if you were friends for 10 years and then they cut you off. So like understanding that there's wisdom in everything that happens, I think gives you so much peace. And like, just, and the thing that connects to that is like, if someone either doesn't have the capacity for this friendship right now, or if they don't want this friendship, then I don't want them, you know? Like, why would you be friends with someone who can't give you what you need at this time? Like, even if you love them so much, it's okay that you're not having a friendship if they can't give you what you need and you can't give them what they need, you know? And you can just have clarity with the love that you have between each other.
Yeah, and I would so much rather like someone tell me like I just don't have space for this relationship anymore or whatever it may be, or act crazy. Like I'd rather have someone make it clear to me, whether that's verbally or by their actions, that they don't want to continue a friendship than, oh, they're talking to someone about me or whatever, and then I found out a long time later. Like I just, like, I'd so much rather know. And it's like, if they're feeling that way, it's like, that's okay. Like there's this super cheesy quote that says, I feel like I've totally brought this up on the podcast before, just like, you could be like the best candy in the world or the best fruit in the world, and like someone still like won't like that fruit. Like, and like 99 out of 100 people could like it, and you could have nothing. You could be like the ripest, best one, and like someone still just wouldn't like the fruit, even if you were like the best of it. Like, some, like, people just have different preferences and different people they want in their lives, and sometimes they outgrow you or you outgrow them, and it's like, God has a plan, and it's just fine.
Yeah, like the other thing I was gonna say that you reminded me of is like, if someone, like, you would rather like have separated from that person than to struggle. Like, Rach, if you were texting me literally every single day and I was barely responding, like, that would hurt so much more, that whole process of you being like, you struggling and being like, when is Sarah gonna reply, when is Sarah like gonna give me what I need, like when is she gonna connect with me. You would much rather us be separated and know that like we're not gonna text, we're not gonna talk, than to keep on putting your energy into me and me not giving you anything back, you know? And like, I think that is so powerful, because people a lot of the times, I think it's just like, I feel like maybe it's just the way we're wired, that like you want something and you keep on doing things to get it. But now we're kind of shifting into this like era of like, oh, like if I put in so much energy into this and it did not bring me anything back, then I'm not gonna put energy into it.
because it's about like sustainability, you know? And so then you end up putting your energy into people who are going to appreciate it. And I think you can say that about, you can say that about loss with someone who just left your life, or loss with someone who passed away, because you don't want to keep, how do I put this in a sensitive way? You don't want to keep like focusing on someone who isn't here. And I think that that is so like, it's so hard, because it's like, I can't even imagine like losing a parent or like losing a sibling that like you grew up with and you are so close to, who's no longer here. You don't want to constantly be mourning them, you know? Like eventually, after like maybe a couple months, maybe a year, you do have to start to move on. And at that point, you're not putting your energy into thinking about them 24/7. Yes, they're in your heart, but you're not putting in this high level of energy into them, because it won't bring you anything back, you know? And I think that that's something that really does come with time. Like people say like, oh, if this hurts, like give it time. But like, there's so much wisdom in that, because it's like, you, like your circumstances change. Like you will start to change as a person, in your mind will begin to wrap around the fact that that person is no longer here, and that person is no longer going to offer you that same energy that they were. But like being able to allow yourself to get to that point where you are able to you're able to grow from that, and you're able to step back and be like, oh, like this is not sustainable because this isn't offering me energy, you know? So I just feel like that can be a nice way to look at it, in terms of like what it seems selfish and self-centered, but like what are you getting out of it? Because you, it's a two-way relationship, and like you need to focus your energy where it is worth it. And that doesn't mean you absolutely forget about everyone who's meaningful to you if they left your life. It just means that they're in the back of your mind, they're in the back of your heart, but like you're primarily focusing on things that appreciate your energy.
Yeah, no, for sure. I really just like loss, whether it's of someone still living who's just showed themselves to not be healthy to have in your life, or they've cut you out, you've whatever the situation may be, or death, it's like, it's important to, yeah, like honor it and just remember that person and appreciate that person. And especially, and I'm not saying like people who are still alive, the losses aren't as deep, because they totally can be, but especially with someone really close who has died, like a parent figure or a sibling, or, you know, someone really important to you. Like, and I think just thinking of them, especially whether you're doing, you're struggling through something and using them as motivation, or you're doing something amazing and like, you, let's say you're getting an award, like so, just some significant moment in your life, and just are getting accepted to an awesome school, and just like thinking of them and just how proud, instead of being sad that they're not there to experience it with you, just thinking of how proud they would be of you, you know, kind of flipping that inherent negativity to like positivity, because I think it's easier than we realize to be like, oh, they'd be so proud of me, instead of like, oh my gosh, they're not here, like they don't know. It's like, no, they're with you, they know, and they're proud of you. And so I, that's just something I do with my grandparents and my uncle, and I just think, oh, I did this and they'd be proud of me today. And I think it's just a nice mindset to have. But yeah, I think this is a really good conversation, and I had a good time talking about it with you, Sarah. I think we both have a lot of experience, both in personal like death, losses, knowing people who've passed, but also we've had to cut out people, and we've had people cut us off in pretty rough ways. And so I think it was a good topic to kind of remind ourselves of and talk about.
Yeah, I definitely feel like it becomes easier with time. Like you learn so much more as life goes on. And like literally ever since I heard that one quote where it was this girl talking about how like how we're so hard on ourselves, and like in reality we've never lived before, so like it's not like we should know how to do any of this. Like we're all just learning literally from experience and from each other. And so like if you are mourning someone and you feel like, oh, like I need to stop this, maybe you don't. Like maybe you just need to work through it and get to that end point and understand what it's going to be like next time you lose someone, and really just grow off of that. Like it's like building blocks. So yes. Hopefully
you guys enjoyed this episode. I think we're going to end it here, but we will catch you next week.
Yep. All right. See you guys later.
Bye.